Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Get out of bed. Get in the shower. Wake up. It's time to go to work.
That's an awful feeling, Kay.
Yeah, if the junks have already done it and we're here at work, everybody else needs to get up.
What percentage of people do you think are actually like laying in bed right now? Their alarm just went off. They listen to the radio. And they're good people and they listen to the station.
Sure.
And they're just laying there dreading moving.
They're just shaking their fists at me right now.
I got to believe that's a small percentage. Most people driving around are listening, right?
Yes. Yes.
But there's got to be one or two that are laying in bed right now. And the alarm just went off and they're like.
Aren't most people still sleeping though?
Ugh. But the people that are listening.
Oh, yeah.
If people that are listening, I gotta imagine 98% are in their cars.
You would think. Probably already on their way to work.
Right. They've already went through that hell.
And they're so bitter. They're just bitter people.
Salty.
Yeah.
They can't believe
their
fate.
We know how they feel.
Yeah, every single day. Happy Wednesday. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Happy Wednesday.
I've already lost track of the days. It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, yes.
Yeah. We had a jaunt yesterday. We had a big drive out to Leonardtown. Big game, you know, against St. Mary's Reich.
I don't even know where that is.
Dude, it's so far away.
Southern Maryland,
no
my friend.
Idea. I wouldn't even know how to get there.
Depending upon how you went, from my house, it was either 73 miles or 81 miles, depending upon
and
which
that's not
route.
Round trip. That's what.
That's
one
way.
Yeah, that's,
what do you take? Route,
that's healthy.
Route 5?
Route 5, I don't know.
Just take Route 5, just keep going and
we got
going,
back like at 9 p.m. I mean, what a day.
So you got to go all the way south on the Beltway and then take 5 south.
Yeah, and then all maybe something else. I mean, we were right by the water. It was butt windy.
Yeah.
Better cold. Was.
But we had a good time, but oh, my God. And I got to tell you, I was telling the boys.
What time did you get home?
Oh, 9-ish, something like that. That is.
Man, that hurts.
That is 106.7 The Fan country over there.
We've planted the flags, what you're saying?
Oh, my God. They are
really
huge, loyal listeners of this station.
Very nice. We appreciate that.
Very cool. Some very, very friendly people out there. Here I am thinking we're in the middle of nowhere, and just people keep coming up and saying that they're longtime listeners. They love the show. Really, really nice people. So I had a good time.
Very good.
But I tell you, I can't even. I had one of those deals. I see Valdez have it occasionally. I see Jason have it occasionally. Happens to me every few years. I can't turn my head to the right. Something happened overnight.
Yeah.
Really, it happened two nights ago. It feels like someone shot me in the neck. Like right in the middle of like on the bone. I just can't turn my freaking neck.
Cakes gives the best neck rubs ever.
I do.
Does he fix it though, or does he just make you feel good?
I mean, it's a temporary fix. You're not going to feel great until about a week.
Yeah,
I need to go over Sport and Spine, but I gotta go to I gotta go to my dentist today again.
Have Cakes give you some temporary relief and rub the neck.
I'm a little.
He finds
you're
the
a little
spot.
Wary about it.
I know this is not cool to say, but there's a little homophobia about it. I just don't get that size for Cakes rubbing my neck.
But see,
yeah,
I
but you get
think
size for a stiff neck.
I don't. But yeah,
I'd rather work it out myself.
I think
than
he
a guy
needs.
Yeah.
I think he needs like a real like. Professional, like a chiropractor type. Yeah. Like,
he does.
I need Dr. Patrick or somebody to come over
Cakes,
and hook me.
Oh. Cakes will give you temporary relief.
Are you really good at
yes.
it?
Yes.
I mean, Valdez is vouching for
and
me.
Then
I'm not...
The best part about Cakes is he works his way around and he finds the spot. and he goes to town on that spot.
It feels like somebody took a nail and a hammer and just drove it right in.
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling.
That pain is brutal. I've had it once in the past 10 years that I can remember. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it crushes your soul. It's a soul stealer.
It takes away your will to live.
It makes you just want to lie in bed and die.
Go hook them.
Yeah, let me see what you got.
All right, I'll try. I can't guarantee any results.
We used to have like masseuses come in. Whatever happened those days. Hey,
take your hoodie off too because he's got to get right at that skin.
My hands are actually a little clammy and sweaty, so I apologize.
All right, tell them where it hurts.
All right, I don't even know. Like up here, there's like this the trap, and then right in here.
There's
like
so many layers on.
I know. Just Just
you got to get their thumbs in there. That's what you got to do.
Right?
Just do whatever you got to do. I don't care. Like, cut me open. I can't even turn to the right. Jason, you know that feeling.
I was there yesterday. I was at Virginia.
You had it yesterday?
I was at Virginia Therapy and Fitness in Reston.
Yeah.
And my girl, Nikki, was getting in there, man. She's
right.
Better masseuse than
she's
the best masseuse in the entire world.
You don't want Cakesy?
I'm really finding a spot.
Just go. You can find it, Cakes. It's tight as hell. I can
barely. Very tight.
Ow. Just go to town. Yeah, go that.
When someone knows what they're doing.
Oh.
Man, it's the best feeling in the world.
But I don't. You know how when you hurt so much, but you want the pain?
It hurts so good. John Cougar wrote a song about it.
Oh, seriously. How does that happen? It's just like you sleep awkwardly, like on your pillow or something? Is that what happens? And your muscles spasm
up? Yes, of course.
They just kind of lock up? Oh, man.
There it is.
Thanks. Can you get more? Oh, I like that. Oh. Drabby, you ever get that? Like you can't turn your neck?
I'm pretty silly in the
you never get
neck
that.
Muscle department.
You never get that. Like sleep on your pillow weird or something?
I got silly pillows.
Really?
Yeah.
My pillow silly? Sleep number pillow silly? What do you got?
Whatever it was, number one bestseller on Amazon.
Such an Amazon mark.
Hey, do you sleep on your side?
Sometimes. That's what's doing it.
I think that's what whores you.
Yeah. I think it transitions sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night. I grab some pillows and I get in a hurting position and I lock it up. Oh.
I was in there for therapy yesterday.
Yeah.
Jordan Reed was right next to me.
Right.
Getting the old ankle worked on.
Still working on it?
Still working on the old ankle.
Dude, going to be in minicamp or whatever, right? Wasn't that the news that came out like a couple weeks? Thank you, Cakes.
You're welcome.
Well, man, it feels a little better, but it definitely feels good when you're doing it.
I think you need professional help.
It feels good when you're doing it, believe me.
Yeah.
If you could do it for 4 hours, I'd pay you. wasn't that the news that came out a couple weeks ago? I don't think we really talked about it, but Gruden was asked about him, and was he going to be there to start a minicamp? He said no, because I think he had a procedure done. That story came out like 3 weeks ago.
I think you're right. Jason, what did you talk to Jordan about?
I didn't talk to him at all.
No skinny?
No, I don't want
to bother
him. I'm not going to bother him.
That's what he does. He bothers professional athletes all
the time. Yeah,
usually
at a bar.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but in a professional setting, you probably don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to bother him. He was getting adjusted and worked on, and he had therapists next to
him. I like him as a deep sleeper because people were going to snooze on him because of his injury history in fantasy drafts in 2018. Deep sleeper.
I think he could put up
with
numbers.
Alex Smith, loves to throw to the tight end.
Yes,
if he can stay on the field for 13 games, which I know
12,
is
12 touchdowns, 11, 12
it's
touchdowns.
It's a stretch for him to do that.
If he can stay on the field,
he can
for 13
stay on the field
games.
For 10 games, 10 or 11.
Well, Skins fans better hope he's on the field more than 10 games.
Understood. Give us a dozen games, Jordan Reed, and I think he'll put up
double
pretty
digit.
Big numbers.
I agree. Yeah, yesterday I've got these knots in my shoulder blades.
Right.
And, man, this girl, Nikki, she gets in there, and she finds them, and she just pummels it.
She just crushes them.
No, it hurts, but it hurts so good.
Right.
It does.
Absolutely.
It hurts so good.
You can relate to
the perfect
John Cougar silly.
And I feel great when I leave there, and I felt great for the next few hours, but then this morning, poop.
Goes back to poo. Goes back to
poo. Shoulders just aching. And
do you sleep on your side?
Yeah, but in the middle of the night when I try to move around, I can't sleep on my left side because I can't sleep on my left shoulder. So it's just
we're doing malady radio.
Old man radio.
How's your prostate? You have a nice urine flow? Like
that part's okay.
Oh, I don't.
How many times do you wake up in the middle of the night?
I go in the bathroom with
usually
Valdez,
just once,
and I get stream shamed in the bathroom.
Well, I used to get stream shamed by you.
Well, I don't like going in the bathroom with Valdez because I get full on stream shamed. If we're going in the urinal at the same time, it's embarrassing. But again, he's much younger. You know, we're approaching 50.
Jason, when's your MRI?
Friday, 3:00.
Will you text me as soon as you know?
Yeah.
What you should do is text them a picture of you, although they won't let you bring your phone in there. I don't think. Right?
Isn't that like a magnetic thing
and you'll like it sucked in and die or something?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Something insane.
When you get your results, you text them a picture of a golfer. And if the results are good. You text him like
Rory.
Yeah, you text him Rory.
If it's poo, it's garbage. Smiley Kaufman,
Anthony Kim.
Right. You text him a garbage guy.
I won't know. I probably won't know until Monday.
Okay.
Because I have, they're not going to give me the results Friday.
No, but if you have a good doctor, they'll call.
Hey,
and they'll
give the results. Do you think we could have the doc give you the results live on air?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I could ask him.
I think we should do that.
I could ask him. Jeff Berg is his name. Jeff Berg.
That's your doc?
Yeah, and Reston. He's money. I'm fearing the worst.
Doc shout outs?
I'm fearing. I know, I'll give everyone shout outs. I'm fearing the worst.
Yeah, I mean, you walk around here with your left shoulder just dragging behind you.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be 80 degrees Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Perfect weather for golf. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Can't play.
Nope. Can't you're sidelined. You're on the
golf
drill.
Courses are going to be jam-packed
yes,
on Thursday and Friday.
Valdez, I'm sure, will be out there.
Well, he better.
I will be. Got a 2 o'clock match on Thursday.
Very good.
With the head bro.
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
Well, you'll be happy. Get it done. I hope it is something that they can repair and just be done with it. And it's going to be it's going to suck for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'll be the best thing you'd do.
Well,
if you want to play golf for the next 20 years and not feel awful, you got to do it.
No, it's got to be resolved.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Here's the thing I'm going to be curious about because you're doing the open MRI.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of wanted those but never done it. But some of the pictures I've seen, they're open, but it's only like open on the sides. It's still right in your face. You know what I mean? But it's open on the sides. It's still better, but it's not like it's completely open, you know?
So the closed MRIs are open but only at your feet, right?
Yeah,
everything
just a
else
tube.
Is closed.
It's a tube.
It's a tube, but everything else is closed.
Right, but and it's like it feels like you're in a coffin.
But the open MRI, you can actually see to
I
the
think
sides.
You can move your arms on the sides. The ones I've seen, I'm sure there are a variety of different kinds, but the ones I've seen, it's still butt close to your face, but like you can move your arms. So it's
gonna,
a little less.
I'm just going
to
close my eyes.
Yeah, don't open your eyes. I had a full blown panic attack. I said, "Take me out of here." Halfway through the MRI,
you did. You didn't make it to the end.
Oh yeah. But because I should have taken a Xanax. They offer you a Xanax or whatever before. Right?
Really? I didn't know that was a big thing.
I didn't know it was a big deal.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of it. And then I got in the middle of it, and about halfway through, I'm like, I opened my eyes, and your nose is right above. It's claustrophobic.
Well, maybe I should do the closed then.
Why?
Because I think the closed is bigger. It's a bigger tube.
No, I'll do the open.
You need an XL MRI. Just ask for the big one, because you're a big donk.
You're a big donk.
Because if the closed MRI has a... It's enclosed.
Tube.
I know it's a tube, but if the top is further away from your...
No, I think in the closed one, it's the same distance.
You sure? Guess.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Are you bringing earplugs, Rick, or headphones?
Because I'll bring some.
Because they're butt loud.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bring some.
Are they allowed
to? Well, I think
headphones?
They provide those
I can't
for
remember.
You.
I think they probably do.
They provide them for you. Or there's a speaker in the tube or something.
Yeah.
And they hook you.
So much banging and whirring and so many noises
you've
never heard
you can't
before.
Move because if you move, you botch it.
Right, you got to start over again.
That's the thing. Yeah. And then you get like a muscle twitch, and then you get nervous. Oh, did I ruin it?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
believe
start
me,
over.
I'm not looking forward to it.
It's hell.
MRIs are the worst.
Right.
But I got to do it. All right, so we got Stanley Cup playoffs starting tonight. We had the Nats win last night. Strassi
yep.
pitched great. Zim
Eight
had a triple.
Scoreless.
Zim had a triple.
This is why I'm not concerned about the Nats, because when you have two studs like that at the top of your rotation, they
should win the majority of those games.
They're street killers. That's why it'd been 3 years.
But this is what you worry about the Nets. AJ Cole pitches today.
Yeah. Well, that's going to resolve itself within a few weeks.
Of course.
Yeah.
He hadn't pitched in 8 days.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to avoid him.
Trying to avoid him.
They can say all they want about how much they love him.
Day game at the park, 105.
Ooh, early start.
So Grant and Danny get a little half day.
Yep.
Dukes gets a half day.
All you can think about is...
Oh, I just would love a half day.
How
come they can't play at 8 a.m.?
They just don't. It's not a thing.
Well, aren't there baseball games at 8 a.m.?
You would love if the Nats went to, like, Japan, and all of a sudden they're playing at local time Japan.
We need
it's
to
like
talk to Rob
7
Manfred about that.
12-game series.
12-game series,
12-game series in Japan,
Osaka.
In
Let's go to Osaka. Let's right. stump for that.
Right. Yeah. No, that was good, though. Nats won yesterday. The Wiz won, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wiz with a nice home win against the Celtics.
Right, so that was good, and maybe, I don't know.
And we know who's going to be in net for the Caps come game one at least.
They made the right choice.
Gruby gets the nod.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's the right choice.
I think they made the right choice. I think you got to go with the hot goalie.
Yep.
I was a little concerned when I found out that Holtby had started all four against him and was 3-1.
Right.
But he was pooping his last one.
Yeah, I mean, Trotz just, he looked at the numbers that Gruby's been putting up. You know,
yeah.
He's had the best numbers in the league since late October.
You got to give him a first
how do
crack
you not,
at it.
How do you not start that guy?
Even if he goes out there and plays poorly, I don't blame him. I'm never going to second guess Trotz on this decision.
And I like that Trotz.
That was the right decision.
He gave himself an out and said, This is, right for now, this is a one game decision.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
He gave himself some wiggle room. I
like
it. Of
course. If he plays poorly, you got to go to Holtby, of course. Mm-hmm. You got a 1A and a 1B.
If he plays poorly in this particular game, you got to go to Holtby?
I think so.
You're not going to give him two chances?
Maybe not. Depends on how it goes. I mean
he's not going to give up six goals.
Probably not.
I mean, if he loses, he might lose 3-2.
Yeah, if he loses 3-2 and he played great, you put him back in. But if he loses 3-2 and he gives up three softies, you might. You know what I mean? It all depends.
Game one tomorrow, Cakes. Big one.
I'm ready for it right
now. Is
that
a 7 o'clock start?
I think it's 7 or 7:30.
I got a few guys on social media were so upset with me yesterday saying that I was out on the Caps. I was
right.
Out on the Wiz.
I'm not out on the Caps. You might be. I'm not.
I'm rooting for them. I'm just not emotionally invested yet.
Wizards is a different story.
Wizards are really hard to get behind.
Although they could, maybe they get you excited. What if they win the first game in Toronto?
Oh, then you're.
I'll be closer.
I'm already in. It's a matter of getting him back in,
right?
And getting him to
I want to come in here like we did a few years ago with full blown Wizards fever, thermometer sticking out of my mouth, like 103 degrees.
That was a good bit.
That was a good bit.
Yeah.
Right. We had the emergency gown on. My ass sticking out.
We had the ice packs.
Yeah.
And the whole thing.
Right.
We were ready to go.
I want to get to that level.
The puck drop, by the way, for the Caps, 7:30.
7:30.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Ooh, their series odds went up. It was 125 yesterday. It's up to 145 today.
And by the way, I'm sure I'll regret it, but I'm staying away from betting on the Pens to win the Flyers series because Brent Johnson came on the show yesterday late and basically said, Matt Murray's been a little bit sketchy in goal for the Pens, so I'm not ready to lay two to one against the Flyers.
He can be wrong.
He can be wrong. But I'm not betting on it.
I'm doing it.
You are.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Well, good for you. I hope you win.
You put like 50.
I'm going to put 190 to win 100.
You are.
On the series, yeah.
You're a glutton for
punishment. He's got to have the sweat.
Well,
it's all about the sweat.
The Pens beat them 4-0 in the regular season. They're not going to lose this series.
Yeah, I think you're going to win, too.
Playoffs are different. Playoffs are always a different animal.
Yeah.
If they lose, it's good for us.
Not
good
for the Penguins, though. For the Penguins?
Isn't it better for the Caps if the Pens lose?
Absolutely.
All right, then. It's a win-win.
I like it. I like that you're putting your money out there.
That's if the Caps can get past Columbus.
That's true.
Which I would expect. But you
never know. Hopefully that's the case.
I have no expectations for our team.
Keep your expectations low.
Well, hold on. What's your confidence level that the Caps get by Columbus?
Are we going
out of 10?
1 to 10?
Yeah. It's got to be at least 8.
6.5?
Oh, it's only 6.5.
Cakes.
I mean, look at the numbers.
You read my
mind. The betting numbers aren't overwhelmingly in the Caps' favor.
That was the exact number I was thinking, 6.5.
And it will be a war. There's no chance it goes less than 6 games.
Really?
No, it's going to be a full sweat.
Probably 7.
You're going to be scared out of your mind.
Mm.
It's the Caps.
All right, well, I'm not betting on that series.
Right.
I just feel like they're better. I mean, it took 3 out of 4 in the regular season. Grubby's the hot guy. You guys all want Grubby.
I would love for the Caps to go out and sweep them. Just sweep, 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 get them out of the way, and get ready for round 2. But I'm ready for a 6 or 7 game war.
All right.
Nail-biter city every single game.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. But I am taking the Pens. F it. Betting the Pens. I think they'll beat the Flyers.
Now I'm really rooting
I hope
Flyers.
You're a big loser
you
on
are,
that.
Aren't you?
Really? But we'll have to see how that plays out. Lots to get to on the show today. Dan Orlovsky, backup quarterback. For a long time in the NFL, he's going to join
12
us
years.
At 7:20. Greg Wyshynski from Yahoo, actually now the senior NHL writer at ESPN, formerly of Yahoo. He's going to join us at 8:20 to
Greg
talk about
Ski.
Caps
we'll just call
and
Greg
the Jackets.
Ski.
And, of course, we're going to go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo coming up at 9 a.m. and talk about the Nats, how they've won their last 2 against the Braves. That's all coming up right here on The Jumps.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very appreciative of our friend Brett Brett Oliverio, who runs Sup Dogs, ECU, and Chapel Hill down in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Former producer here, good friend of the show, good friend of ours. He gave us these amazing Under Armour Sup Dogs hoodies.
Yep.
But the problem with it is I'm wearing this one. Donk A1 is wearing his
and
as he's coming into the shop.
Put the camera on Valdez.
And Valdez. We're all wearing them on the same day. We look like a softball team all wearing the same gear.
I got to stop wearing free stuff.
Well, then that means you'll have to buy clothes.
You know, I was going to say, you're coming naked.
Yeah, I don't care. Just wear it.
It doesn't really matter, but I just chuckled when I saw Valdez wearing it when I came in this morning.
Super comfy.
Well, we wore the same thing yesterday, too.
We wore the same sweatshirt yesterday.
Which one did you all wear yesterday?
The Aslan Beer Company hoodie. It's very comfortable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a full zip hoodie.
Big silly beer. Folks. Yeah. Did they acknowledge that they stole Big Silly from the show? They said
they love the show.
Right, right. God bless them.
And by the way, I did get through the 15% beer last night before I went to bed.
Did you feel pummeled?
It was intense.
Is that right?
It was an intense beer experience. I mean, it's not like picking up a Miller Lite. Trust me.
Right.
I mean, you have to be committed to drink the beer that I drank last night. But
What time did you take your first sip?
First sip was probably at
9:05,
8:30,
and you're in bed by what?
Went to bed around 10.
God damn, you stay up late.
Stupid, you're just dumb.
I was up till about 11.
You didn't get home till 9.
How can I turn off the TV when John Wall is lighting up the Celtics and looking good last night? How can I do that?
I got home like 7:30, and then had a little chicken burrito.
Very nice, homemade.
Homemade, and then went upstairs. And took a melatonin.
Right.
At about 7:50. Started watching the Natty Bows.
Burrito.
Was flipping back and forth between the Natty Bows and the Sox Yanks.
Right.
Sox are 9-1, by the way. Just want to throw that in there. Mookie Betts 4-for-4. And then I fell asleep at 8:46.
That's impressive.
I looked at my clock, it was 8:46. I couldn't keep my eyes open.
That's why.
What does melatonin do? That is unbelievable.
Definitely does something to your silly brain.
It's a very mild effect.
That little thing.
Which one are you taking? I have 3 milligram, five milligram.
Barely bigger than this freaking pen top.
How many milligrams do you take?
I think it's only 2.5.
2.5?
2.5 or 3.
That's nubs for your big ass body.
I know, but dude, it knocks me out.
Does it?
I took it at 7, like I said, about 7:50.
And probably by 8:30 were you out?
No, I said I looked at my clock at 8:46. I said, I can't stay up.
Yeah. This is it.
I went off of the TV.
Yep.
Well, I feel kind of earthy because I give it to a couple of my kids.
Oh, really? Getting them on the regimen early?
They come over and they say, can I have a melatonin?
Is that what it does? Just turns your brain off?
No. It has something. You look it up, what it does.
I don't know. It's amazing.
Dr. Cakes is going to say it has a calming effect on your brain.
I can't live without melatonin.
The sick thing about melatonin is I think you get used to it after a while and you need more and more, I think.
But I don't. I know that's what they say, but I don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the way, I walked out of the house this morning, and I usually pack a little bag of granola bars or banana or whatever,
right,
something to snack on during the show. And then I was driving to work going, oh my gosh, I forgot my snacks. I'm going to be hungry. But then I thought, wait a minute, it's Wednesday. I think Bethesda Bagel's coming today.
so great, right?
And because you're so stubborn.
Am I in or out on that?
Well, you're in, but Valdez is like doing a weird bit.
What do you mean?
What's he doing?
I don't know if he's like...
Is he mucking up our whole thing?
Yeah,
he likes to play games with it because he doesn't want to seem desperate to Mike.
Uh-huh.
Even though Mike loves coming. And
right.
So
hold on.
Food.
Are you sending him like a Wednesday morning text every week or is he doing it on his own?
Usually we send him a text, but he's butt-sized.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wants to give you guys specialty orders.
Right.
But sometimes he doesn't really want to.
He's just nice enough to do it. He knows he's
told us many times. He loves coming in.
All right, good. Well,
he's just a smart man.
Let's just assume he's going to come in.
Yeah, let's just keep the relationship humming along.
Valdez likes having the power, even though any of us could ask him. He goes, I'm going to wait for him to text me this morning. Let's see how that goes.
Come on, dude, what are you doing?
Don't muck it up.
Sometimes I feel bad.
Just don't ruin it.
Why he's getting free advertising?
Yeah. How about you don't have any feelings? Don't catch a case of feels over there. Yeah, be a robot. Just let it keep continuing.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be butt hungry at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Hook me.
Don't ruin the bit, okay?
What's up with the bacon strips?
Actually, 1% of me wants them to not show up to see if you would be stubborn enough to get something out of the vending machines.
But I won't.
Because you've still stuck to your guns after all this time.
I won't do it.
Why are you doing that?
I've never bought anything.
I think it's just because there's nothing in there that's appealing to you. You're not a junk food eater. So
what am I going to eat in there?
I don't know. You could get
beef jerky.
You could get a little
beef jerky.
I get beef jerky sometimes.
A single serve cereal and some milk and have some cereal for breakfast.
That's too much work.
It's too much work.
Yeah, it's too much work.
How is it too much work? Right, you take it out of the case, you pay for it,
you gotta
and
get
then
the
you
bowl,
pour,
you
pour
gotta,
the, no, gotta, no, no. I'm talking about they have cups that already have the cereal in them.
Oh,
peel
you
the top off.
You just pour the water,
and you dump
the milk
in
there.
Oh. He's a little bit of a squeaker that way. There's a little bit of a squeaker.
I think there's also a stubborn streak in him that he has like a Cal Ripken-esque streak of not buying from there, and he doesn't want to break it.
I don't.
He doesn't want to break the streak.
Yeah, but he also, like, he's always like, he just goes in there and gets a cup of water every day. There's like a squeakerness to him.
What
like,
else am I going to do?
Most people will go in there and just buy a bottle of water. Oh. You're in there with your cup and your water.
There's water. Well, there's two
I'm
water
with him
machines.
On getting, on not buying
water. I do that too, but I mean, I've never seen, have you ever bought a bottle of water?
And water, by the way, is probably the same water.
Water.
I know, but instead of going and getting water 10 times a show, you could get a bottle and fill it up and
maybe
then
go
once or twice.
Yeah.
No, but you know what?
He's a little bit of a squeaker.
It's okay to actually get up out of these seats and walk around a little bit.
Get the blood flowing.
He puts $10 in his gas tank every year.
No, it's 20.
He never fills up his gas tank. Who does that?
What's the nubbiest thing you've done
with
lately?
With the silly Avalon?
Oh, it's a good bit.
With the silly Avalon, the $20 almost fills
by
it up.
By the way, I got a little bit of a chubber yesterday when I filled up my tank. And I put in my Safeway number, 20 cents off per gallon. I get psyched when that happens.
That is
20
good.
Cents off per gallon.
But what does that save you? Put in 15 gallons, like $3?
Put in 20 gallons, it's $4.
Bucks? All right.
You're not putting
in 20 gallons. You are?
To my silly Jeep Grand Cherokee from Ferris.
That's 20 gallons plus.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I'm not Danny Ruhier with an electric car, which I was. Don't have an electric car. I burn all the fossil fuels. Every last one of them.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
That's just what I do.
Dude, let's do the what's the nubbiest thing you've done lately. I just want to hear from what hotel Jason's stolen from. When we were in Florida, what'd you steal? How many shampoos and conditioners?
Those are expected to be stolen.
No. But not, he goes to the maid and asks for extra and takes them.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but the ones that are there on the sink when you check in. They expect you to take or use them there or
use
take them with
Most people don't expect that you're going to stuff them in your. I mean, it's not necessarily expected. I mean, people do it.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I did was I took a towel.
You need another white towel. Yeah,
you can't have too many white towels.
Plus, I know where you
use
them.
Especially with dogs.
Rubs the
Jason's got white towels
skin.
In his trunk anytime like a movement hits him.
Anytime.
I did take a towel.
Yeah.
But what about you? I'd have to think about it.
What's the nubbiest thing I've done lately? Yeah. I have to really think about it. I'm sure I'm guilty. I just have to think about it.
You want to know what I did? I was actually telling Drab about it yesterday.
Yeah.
So I went grocery shopping on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I get all these supplies and for the week, especially
where'd you
for
go?
Here.
Where'd
Giant.
You go? Giant, all right.
And I get a bag of the silly Mandarin oranges.
Yep.
Tiny oranges.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
The halos?
Yeah. The big old bag. It's like $6.99 for them. And there's like 15.
I crush those things.
Yeah. And so I brought them in on Monday. They had seeds in them.
Ooh.
No.
And the bag says seedless.
Right.
Right.
So you know what I did yesterday?
You returned them?
I returned the oranges because it said seedless on the bag and told them there were seeds in them.
I don't think that's nubby.
You just
can't eat an orange with seeds in them.
You did the right thing.
Those days are over.
Did they look at you funny? Did you feel like they were looking at you funny?
Yeah, they bring the manager in. Yeah. It was the manager's call.
Did they hook you?
Is that?
Yeah, I got a new bag.
There's a number with the mailed accent up front who wants to return some seedless oranges that I can't see.
These oranges have seeds in them. I can't eat seeds.
I pointed to the bag. I said, "It says seed. It clearly says seedless,
right?
And these have seeds.
You know what that is? But false advertising.
It is.
You should have done that.
That's true. It's a good point.
You know what? That doesn't qualify for nubbies thing you've done. That doesn't qualify. That was smart.
Thank you.
I got to really think about it, Cakes.
Yeah, I'll come up.
I'm
with
grinding,
something.
Trying to think about the nubbiest thing.
Drabby.
I didn't enter my phone number when I was getting the gas face.
Have you done anything nubby lately?
I was nubs last weekend when, on the podcast I do with Chad Dukes, big on Dukes,
right.
We had to send listeners out. I owed one of our listeners a prize, something that he actually ordered, and I was trying to replace it.
Right.
So instead of, I was walking into the UPS store, and I realized I was about to spend $12 sending it to this guy.
Okay. Yeah. So what did you decide to do instead?
So I got my car, and I drove to his house all the way out in Sterling and dropped it off.
You're kidding.
It was butt embarrassing.
But it saved you $12.
I probably spent that money in gas.
Yeah, yeah, minus whatever it took to drive
it was
there.
An hour round trip.
Well, I was kind of going to Ashburn, but I drove probably 10 minutes out of the way at least to drive this donk's house.
Yeah. Well, 10 minutes is not too bad.
Yeah,
kind of nubby to do.
Does this qualify?
In.
So the other day I was at the machine, and you know how sometimes when you scan, like if you get like a Sprite Zero or something, and you scan it, it doesn't come up. So, well, I've done two things before. One thing I've done is I've scanned and I've scanned and I've scanned, and the dumb thing never comes up. And
right.
We have cameras.
Yep.
So the way, I don't know if other people have this at their office or whatever, where it's like, you know, you pay for yourself and they have cameras that kind of keep you in check.
Yep.
To make sure you're doing the right thing. I'm standing there, and I'm scanning, and the dumb thing doesn't come up.
It's your money. You paid for it.
I just walked away and took it. I mean, I did my due diligence. I got my credit card out there.
Yeah.
I tried to pay for it. It wouldn't. I said,
it wasn't working?
Yeah.
The machine wasn't working.
Yeah, it just was having a – but I needed the I wanted the caffeine or whatever
hey,
it was
the
I
vendor,
was getting.
The vendors, sometimes they take L's.
They took an L there. And then yesterday I went there, and so this time I scan.
Yeah.
This some bitch won't come up. So I just – so then I noticed you can actually punch in the code.
Right. The so UPC code.
Yeah, you punch in. So I put 4900. I put in the code.
So many numbers.
And then what comes up, it came up, but it came up as the 12-ounce can.
Okay.
And not the 20-flow-ounce, whatever that is,
yep.
Bottle.
Yep.
So I just paid for the can and took the bottle.
Hey, if that's what it came up as in the UPC code.
I mean, it's kind of nubby. But what am I going to sit there and play around with it all day?
You know what? I think you went above and beyond by inputting all the numbers.
At least I paid 89 cents.
Sure.
Last time I paid Zippy.
Right.
Last time I pulled a lurch, I just stole it.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's about as good as I can come up with.
Yeah,
now.
I'll come up with something.
Yeah.
The nubbiest thing I've done is wearing the same sweatshirt as Valdez and AWOD.
Well, that's just going to happen.
That's just the hazard of the industry when you get freebies all the time. Right. It happens.
Right. What are you gonna do something once a day. I just can't think about it right now.
Think about all the money you've saved over the years by doing it. Saved so much. It adds up.
Can't tell.
All right, when we come back.
What did the market do yesterday?
I think it was up big.
Was it?
Umberto?
Bye.
Umberto?
Like
big.
Up 468.
Yeah. Raising it up.
It needs to do that, though.
Can we get another one?
It's very roller coastery. Like today, it could be down 600. Yeah. I mean, it's, just brace yourself.
Don't
every
pay
day
attention
for
a while. That's what I'd say.
What is going on? It's hard not to.
When we come back, can we talk about TJ Miller? We just had that dude in the studio.
We have to.
We had that dude in the studio. He was butt nice.
Yeah.
Butt entertaining.
I couldn't believe this when
he
I heard
definitely
it.
He made headlines over the past few days.
You know, before he came out, I'll just say this real quick. I know we got into a break. He had an incident where he like attacked a cab driver or something.
Or like an Uber driver.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to talk about it.
Right.
And we're like, you know, just keep it on the down low.
Yeah.
So we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
2 days after he leaves with us, he has a whole nother incident.
It's incredible.
He's looking at 5 years.
Like federal
time. Is this prime example why you don't drink on an Amtrak train?
I think so. I think
There's only one rationale, right?
Well, or a couple. I mean, under the influence.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
I mean, he was hammered on something.
Something. Yeah. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Junks Live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Coming up at 7:20, we'll be joined by Dan Orlovsky, played quarterback for 12 years in the NFL. He's branching out into the analysis department at this point. He's very good at what he does, and he's going to join us at 7:20.
How long did he play for? About 12 years?
12 years.
Wow.
I know he was a backup for the Lions. He was on
Colts.
The Texans for a while, the Colts. He was well-traveled.
So he was a backup for Stafford, backup for Luck.
Yes.
Backup. He was in Tampa.
Didn't know he made a stop there, but I'm sure he did.
Pretty sure he was in Tampa. Who else did he play for?
I'd have to look it up.
Rams. So he was with the Rams last year?
Yeah, 12-year career. That's all you need to know. 12-year career.
Lions, Texans, Colts, Bucks, Lions again from 14 to 16, and then the Rams offseason and or practice squad.
Made some good money.
Yeah, absolutely did.
His body is well intact, too.
Yep, He's going to join us at 7:20.
Good. I want to ask him about all the quarterbacks. He's been breaking them all down, right, on
Absolutely.
The podcast?
Yep. Yeah.
Good. We get a nice, thorough breakdown of each one.
All right, what's up with T.J. Miller?
So we had T.J. Miller in studio a few weeks ago. I guess it was in March, right?
It was
like 3 weeks ago, I want to say.
It was the day of the first or second day of the tournament.
And apparently, when he was leaving his gig, he did like a weekend bit, right?
He was at Arlington Cinema Draft House.
He called a 911 dispatcher in New Jersey on March 18th and reported that he was on Amtrak train 2256 traveling from D.C. towards Penn Station, New York City with a female passenger who he said had a bomb in her bag.
It sounded like he must have gotten into some sort of confrontation with a woman on the train. And I guess his way of getting back at her or messing with her was to call in a phony bomb threat, which authorities don't take lightly.
Oh, so that wasn't someone he was traveling with? Wasn't
a
friend?
I don't believe so.
I'm not sure. He was on a different train, but they just arrested him like on Monday because I think he called from his phone. So they tracked it. You know, he was hammered. I think they asked him.
What time of the day was this? Did it say what train he took? Had to have been an afternoon.
I don't know.
I think it was Sunday evening.
All right.
So
it was Sunday after he did his final show?
He described the woman as having red hair and a red scarf and carrying a black bag, carry-on suitcase with a handle. He said she kept checking her bag without taking anything out, kept asking first-class attendant what the next stop was, and seemed to want to get off the train and leave her bag behind. At some point, the officer detected slurring in his voice because he was probably hammered and asked him if he had consumed any alcohol that day. He replied he had one glass of red wine. Then they asked him if he suffered from mental illness.
Right.
And he said, no, absolutely not. This is the first time I've ever made a call like this before. I'm worried for everyone on that train. Someone has to check that lady out.
Okay.
I like that he's vigilant with terrorism angle. I kind of like that.
Is there any chance?
What if he legitimately feared the worst?
Exactly. What if he was just drunk, but he legitimately thought?
Well, he was definitely drunk.
100%.
But what if he actually thought that she was acting so weird that she might have something in the bag?
You know what?
Drabby?
The paranoid side of me?
He's probably paranoid, like doing weed. Right?
The paranoid side of me is kind of on T.J. Miller's side on this one.
See, when I first read the story, actually, Drab is the one who texted me. Then I read the story, I thought, oh, he was just hammered and just being a stupid comedian.
Right.
Because that's what he does. I mean,
you here when he was here?
No, I was away, remember?
I took those days off. Very charismatic, super engaging.
But if you've seen any of his movies, he's just a goofball.
Right.
He walks like a big donk.
Yeah, he's just go watch Office Christmas Party.
Yeah.
He's
a big dude.
All he does is F around.
Yep.
So that's what I thought it was, but maybe, Drabby, I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt here.
I mean, all the public service messages that you see post 9/11 are...
If you see something, say something.
See something, say something. Maybe he legitimately thought she was trying to blow up the train.
Sorry, so
he got into some sort of spat with
details.
Her and just was messing with her.
All right, more details.
Investigators later determined that Miller had actually been traveling on a different train than he initially reported. An attendant from the first-class car where Miller had been sitting said Miller appeared intoxicated when he boarded in Washington, shocker, consumed multiple drinks on the train, and was removed in New York because of intoxication.
Right.
The attendant also told investigators that Miller had been involved in a hostile exchange with a woman who was sitting in a different row from him in the first-class car.
That's what
Cakes is saying. See, that's where the fuse was lit, so to speak.
So, all right, so maybe now I'm flipping the script.
Right.
He was so bitter. He was drunk, and he was bitter. His emotions are running high.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to get back at this woman.
Miller, motivated by a grudge against the female, called 911 to relay false information about a suspected bomb at the train.
Now, what he didn't tell the cops when he said, yes, I had one glass of wine, was that the glass was 80 ounces large.
Yeah, exactly.
So, look,
the glass was the size of a bottle.
Yeah. My exchange with him was much different than the one this woman apparently had. He couldn't have been nicer to us when he was in studio.
Did the investigators did the police ever track down the woman? Did they inspect the woman's bag?
I don't know.
Well, he didn't even know. He was changing the way she looked.
Yeah.
When they were, pressing him on it.
He didn't know, right?
He goes, she has brown hair. Then he said she had red hair.
Yeah.
This is the T.J. Miller that we all thought we were going to get in studio that we were worried about. That he was going to be a disaster.
I just thought he was going to be a jerk.
The bomb squad did board the train. and searched the train and found no explosives.
So they did. All right.
Oh, yeah. It was a whole big thing.
So now he's looking at 5 years. Now, he's not going to get that.
He's not going to get 5 years.
He's going to get something. Because you can't mess around like that. You're wasting the...
I know. I understand. They take it very seriously. But they also have to factor in he was hammered.
Well, they will, but he's...
And he pulled the old move where if you ever get pulled over by a cop, people always lie when the cop asks how much have you had to drink. You're always going to say, I had one beer or I had two beers when you've had 12.
I still advise that. I mean, don't drink and drive.
But of course not.
If I was his attorney, I would just tell the judge, look, Your Honor, just go watch Office Christmas Party.
Right.
And you'll understand what we're dealing with.
She's Out of My League. I mean, his name and She's Out of My League is Stainer.
Right.
Okay? That's who we're dealing with.
I mean, he's just a goof, and he was hammered, and I don't know. I'm sure he'll get some sort of a penalty, but it's not going to be 5 years.
Look, I'm not about making false bomb threats, but even in the light of all these allegations, sorry, I'm still team TJ Miller.
So am I.
I like him. I
just
like
TJ Miller.
I've been won over.
Drabby, he's a donk. What do you give
a donk?
What do you give a donk? What's the sentence for a donk?
Well, here's the problem. I think Hollywood's turning on him. Even though he's a big silly, he's in Ready Player One, one of the stars of that film.
He's one of the stars of that film?
He's got a big role.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a voiceover, but...
Okay. Big role in Deadpool and Deadpool 2.
In Deadpool 2.
Right.
He's a massive star.
He's a big star.
And
right.
I think everyone in Hollywood hates him. A-Wad's smarter than him, though. He might.
Why?
Well, I mean.
A-Wad wouldn't do that.
A-Wad's not dumb enough to call the police from his cell phone
and report
a bomb.
He's got a substance abuse. He's got some issues.
At a minimum,
he's an alcoholic.
There's a lot of people that have drinking problems that don't.
Okay. Agreed.
Have assault claims.
I think it's interesting that the operator asked him if he was mentally ill. I mean, that's how crazy he sounded.
He's just a hee-haw.
He's a big old hee-haw.
But what do you do for a hee-haw? I don't know. I can't give that guy a year or 2 years.
That's why they need stupidity jail.
I think he needs to go
30
away.
Days?
Wake up call.
30 days?
I think he needs a wake up call.
All right, if you want to give him 30 days.
He attacked like an Uber driver or whatever he did. Right?
That's alleged. You can't prove anything.
What do you mean alleged? I mean, that's a matter of public record.
He's got to lay off.
When I saw the headline,
he's got to lay off
it.
The Merlot. That's what he's got to lay off of.
Stand up with Buck Funny.
And it was right. It was right off the heels of his Junks appearance. He came in here. Was it a Friday? Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
Does his gigs at the Draft House, and then 2 days later, he's calling it
bomb
hoaxes.
The day before he came in studio, he settled with the Uber driver.
Right.
All right, so I guess it's not alleged.
Not alleged.
He did.
Matter of public record.
That's a big check.
But the question is, he's a hee-haw. What do you give a hee-haw in terms of a sentence for something stupid when he was under the influence?
At least 3 months.
You got to go to prison for a while.
You got to go.
3 months?
It is an elaborate ruse.
That's too long.
When I first read the story, I thought he just said something, one of those dummies that made a comment about a bomb at TSA or something. That's what I first...
Oh, like the Packers wide receiver, that bit?
Yeah.
Did you see what
that's
he did?
That's what I thought it was.
Big dummy.
I think his name is Trevor Davis. He was about to board a flight. I think it was at LAX. And, of course, when he's checking in, they're asking him the standard questions. You have any sort of, contraband or illegal weapons, whatever? And he turns to his girlfriend and audibly says, honey, did we pack the explosives?
Right.
And the person says, oh, you're going to make a bomb funny?
Right.
I'm calling the cops. Arrested him on the spot.
Yeah, you don't mess around
stupid.
With that. Again, just a hee-haw.
Hee-haw jail.
But you know what? How much jail time did Dante Stallworth get in his drunk driving where he killed the person?
He killed a person.
Like 30 days.
30 days.
Or something.
You got 30 days.
I know, but that shouldn't be the standard. That's the outlier.
But you can't give TJ Miller 3 months.
You got to get.
But if you do, you have to send him to
because he's a repeat offender. Here's the problem.
You have to send him to actor jail. Like actor / celebrity / athlete jail.
Pete Rose prison?
Yeah, but it's federal charge. They don't mess around with federal charges.
Well, that's the thing. Federal charges usually serve most of it. Right?
Yeah.
I think
90% or more.
I think he needs a wake up call. I think he's a massive donk.
We'll call Tom Mooney and see what he thinks he's going to get.
Yeah, you should ask him. Yeah. Ask him what the sentencing guidelines are going to be.
Thomas
TJ Miller.
I'm going to text him right now.
If it was in PG County, we'd get him off.
Yeah, say if the train was in PG County, yeah, should hire him.
I mean, it's right over the line into D.C. Right. Pretty close.
All right, you want to get into this Caps thing here for a little bit before we have Dan Orlovsky on a 720?
Yeah, some guy on the zip line is going, are we going to talk sports today? I said, relax, Richard. Yeah,
so tell him 4 hours what time it is.
We got 4 hours.
Tell him it's 6:55
we've been
in the morning.
We've been on the air 55 minutes.
Yeah,
tell him to zip it.
Yeah. I did.
Good. Good.
I said, you just run your own show.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Program Director.
Stupid associate producer.
We'll get
checking
it.
In on
all right,
the
so
attacks.
Trotsky told Gruby, I think Monday night. He told him Monday night. They made it official yesterday. Gruby gets to start, when is it, tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, 7:30, puck drop.
Game one, did Barry make the right call? We'll talk about it and bang out your calls. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.